Coming up, going to be talking about the Beauty and the Beast series being cancelled, what's new on Disney Plus today, and the Marvel Netflix series looks to be heading towards Disney streaming services. But before we get into any of that, make sure you do hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest Disney Plus news. Hi everyone, it's Roger here from What's On at DisneyPlus.com. It's Friday, it's time to jump into some of today's big news, and there's kind of some big ones. Let's start off with Beauty and the Beast. It looks like this series has now been put onto hold. Production was set to start pretty soon. Only earlier this week did they confirm that Rita Ora was going to be starring in this series. But yep, it's been put on hold. Josh Gad and also Luke Evans have also confirmed this on social media that this is the case. Apparently, according to Deadline, they've been having some problems with the series in terms of scheduling because they've had to push it back into the summer and they need to push it back a little bit further. And to do so will cause some conflict of scheduling with actors and stuff, and that's definitely an issue that seems to be plaguing the whole industry right now because of trying to catch up from the pandemic. Also, they want to film it here in the UK in the summer while, you know, the weather's pretty good and they don't want to fall into the winter. Now, I'm going to say that I don't know if anyone from Hollywood has been to the UK in the summer, but it pretty much rains most of the summer. So depending on UK weather is probably not the best idea. I'd suggest maybe using the volume that you've got because that would be a lot much better way of filming it. The project seems to be, like I said, it's on hold. Doesn't necessarily mean it's been cancelled. Things could move ahead with it, but it's definitely looking pretty good for this series right now. Hopefully as well there's a way they can sort this out, not just with scheduling. Apparently there's also some creative issues with it. This series was originally announced way back in 2020. They greenlighted it last year and we thought it was going to be starting pretty soon. I mean, the fact that we had Rita Ora revealed only this week kind of says to me maybe they were hoping to kind of push forward. But nevertheless, hopefully we get an update on this series pretty soon and they can move forward and get this one, because there's a lot of people that were like, why are they making a prequel to Beauty and the Beast? And then there's a lot of other people that were kind of like, it could have been a lot of fun. Personally, you know, I think it would have been great because I really enjoyed those two in the movie. And until then, you're just going to have to watch the movie on Disney Plus over and over again and just maybe skip the bits of Beauty and the Beast. But nevertheless, yeah, not great news for this one. Then we got some major news this morning because on Netflix, they have started putting up removal notifications on all of the Marvel series, including The Punisher, Daredevil, you got Luke Cage, you got Jessica Jones, you also got Iron Fist and The Defenders. So they're all going to be leaving Netflix globally on the 1st of March. Now, this then means things can really open up in terms of for Disney streaming services. So obviously, internationally, I am expecting these series to be added to Disney Plus. Just makes no reason why not. You know, internationally, we can have mature content. In Latin America, I could see it end up going on to Star Plus, if that's the case there. But in the US, things are even more complicated because while, had this been a few weeks ago, I would have said they're going to end up going to Hulu because they're rated MA, they're mature shows, they're not likely to go on to Disney Plus. But in the last few weeks, we've seen lots of changes. We've seen things like Snowdrop go on to Disney Plus. Bob Chapek has been talking about putting more general entertainment content on there for adults. And I think these Netflix Marvel series would be fantastic to boost up Disney Plus and kind of break the mold there. And that really would allow them to kind of open it up maybe for Deadpool as well. And just put all of the Marvel stuff in one place. Yeah, we don't yet know officially if they are going to be going to Disney streaming services, but if they're leaving Netflix, it just makes sense. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to arrive on the same day. We'll be hopefully looking forward to next week getting the lists for March, but they might end up sliding a little bit further back. Who knows? I know a lot of people are a little bit confused because they thought they were Netflix originals and therefore they weren't going to be going anywhere. But ABC actually made these series and then kind of leased them to Netflix. So when they decided they wanted to do all the Marvel series, they ended up kind of stopping all those kind of shows, and that's why they all got cancelled. Netflix didn't want to spend money creating them for something that could be just taken away. When they originally cancelled the shows, they said, oh, we'll have them for a few more years. But this is major news. I mean, hopefully they can be put onto Disney Plus everywhere, because I think this would be exactly what we need. All of the content in the same place. Plus also now with we've got Matt Murdock, you know, in the new Spider-Man film. We've also got him going to be making appearances in the upcoming She-Hulk Disney Plus series. And obviously we saw Kingpin in the Hawkeye series. So now these are all interconnected in with the MCU, the Disney Plus shows. put them in there. This could be the first real big test, I think, for the US. And if they add them in the US, they might also maybe put them in Latin America. But yeah, so this one's going to be fun to watch. Yeah, going to be interesting to see how all this plays out. But let me know, would you like to see all the Netflix Marvel series, though we can't really call them that anymore, the Defender series on Disney Plus? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Also, with it being a Friday, it means we've got some new content that's arrived. Not a huge amount this week. In the United States, they got the brand new National Geographic documentary, Last American Slave Ship. That one also was added onto Disney Plus in Australia as well. And also in the US and in the UK, they got Winnie the Pooh, A Valentine for You. No major releases for Canada and not that much really for Australia, but the UK did get a few other things, including The Thing About Harry, The Kid Who Would Be King, Table 19, along with some National Geographic documentaries as well, including Russia's Mystery Files and Frozen Kingdom of the Snow Leopard. But there we go, that's all of today's Disney Plus news. Remember to go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe. Tomorrow there will be a new episode of the What's on Disney Plus podcast, and we've got quite a lot to be talking about this week. And on that note, guys, thank you very much. See you guys soon. Laters. Thank you very much for watching this video. Make sure you go check us out over at whatsondisneyplus.com. Like, follow and subscribe. Also, a huge thank you to all of our supporters over on Patreon and also on our YouTube channel memberships. And I shall see you guys in another video. Laters.